Tezlan Menachem Ov, Arav Shlomo Leitner Shlita.
Interesting inyan in regards to in when Professor Dam Shmoneh Esrei comes towards the end of Shmoneh Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz has begun, how to deal with Chazaras Hashatz correctly. So the Mechaber begins in Siman Kuf Tes in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim. He says that someone comes into a Beis Knesset and finds a Tzibur davening. So he says that if you Mashiach, that you're going to finish Shmoneh Esrei in time, that you'll be able to catch Kedusha. Says the Mechaber, then you're allowed to begin. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialach over there, says he's Mesupak. Bialach is Mesupak whether, if you know that you're going to daven along Shmoneh Esrei, are you allowed to begin davening Shmoneh Esrei? What does that mean? Meaning there's a tzad to say that maybe you'll have to wait all the way till Kedusha and then begin your Shmoneh Esrei, and then you can daven as long as you want. Mishnah Berurah says there isn't a raya in this sif, because this sif could be talking about when you arrived at Shul a bit late. You came to Shul a bit late, and you realize you're not going to catch Kedusha if you start Shmoneh Esrei now. So then, that's the case that the Mechaber says you can't begin. But maybe if you came on time, you're starting with everybody, then you'd be allowed to go over. So Mishnah Berurah says, the Bialach says he's got a suffolk about it. The Ma'aseh the Chaznish, many others say, and that's definitely the Minhag Olam, that as long as you start Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, you can go on for as long as you want. I just saw actually, just by Maima Muzga, I saw a very nice Raya. Someone, there's one of the recent Achrenim called the Farkas of the Anya, so it rolled down. He's got a very nice raya to prove the bialacha that one is allowed to start. There's a very interesting halacha. It's brought the Mishnah, the Rambam brings it down, and I believe it comes from a Sefer Chassidim. The Mishnah Rambam brings down a Sim Kuch of Dalas, the Kotten Yod Gimel. Mishnah Rambam says over there, the one if someone, the Damish Ben Esra, and I didn't have, this was an old problem, and he was concerned that people are going to laugh at him that he's still davening. You know, he's like, he feels that it's a bit socially off that he's still davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he's uncomfortable about it. So the Mishnah Berurah. Sorry? So I'll tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Sarach al-Harech, v'yarish ha-yisletis to Allah. He's worried that people are going to laugh at him. Yochel leilech la'achayrof, he can go backwards, b'shash ha-maschal shleich tzibur. He can just make as if he's doing Eish HaShalem, do 3 steps backwards. And then after Pisha Dan, look, Gomat Tfilos, he hasn't yet finished Shmoneh Esrei. And then go back and continue davening. This comes from a Magen Avraham. It comes from a Prima Gadim, and which is coming from the Rishonim to bring this down. So that means seems to be, it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to be doing that. Seems to be no problem that you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you haven't yet made your way to Kedushim. The Mishnah Berurah should say over here that you're not really allowed to be doing that. So it seems to be that the minhag always was, and the minhag definitely is, that people, you start Shmoneh Esrei when you've started, and then you can continue. Now the question is, what happens if you're heading towards the end of Shmoneh Esrei and you're saying the Tachanunim at the end, right? So we know that the main part of Shmoneh Esrei is the 19 brachos. And then you've got the L'Kai Nitzur at the end. What happens if you're saying L'Kai Nitzur? So the Mechaber is mashma that you've got to pick up some speed and you've got to try and finish Shmoneh Esrei as quick as you can and try and catch Kedusha. L'Maisa of the Mishnah Berurah, the Velt of the Dag of the Mishnah Berurah, says that Mishnah Berurah says that a person shouldn't say tefillah. So etzem, you could say whatever, in any point of Shmoneh Esrei, you're allowed to say your private bakashas. But Mishnah Berurah says, try to keep it for the end of Shmoneh Esrei so not to miss Kedusha. So you see from that Mishnah Berurah that he's happy for you to be in Elikai Netzer as long as you can get there in time for Kedusha. He's not so concerned for you to be still davening. So they bring a raya from there, again, the same idea, that the Mishnah Berurah has no problem with the fact that you're still davening Shmoneh Esrei, even though you could sort of just go and do Eish HaShalom and everything will be good. So that's another deal. But what I want to get to is, what happens if you're in Elikai Netzer, let's say you're towards the end of Elikai Netzer, or actually I wanted to start a stage earlier, what happens if you're in Sim Shalom, and the Chazan's heading towards the end of Chaim Esim, and you want to, should you speed up? Should you just start davening quicker and try and get there? So Rav Ozner writes in Shuvah, he says that you can. He says you can do that, you can say Sim Shalom quickly and to get there. Some say you shouldn't, some say you should. That's definitely something seems to be that you're allowed to do. But where the raid possibly begins is what happens if you're in a situation, let's say you're in Moide, and you realize that you're not going to make it to Kedusha in time if you're going to say Sim Shalom. Do you have a very good idea? Skip Sim Shalom, say Shalom Rav instead. Say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. Shalom Rav is definitely a bracha that works for the 19th bracha Shemen Esra. Instead of saying Shalom Rav, say Sim Shalom. So we've got to break it down, I think, into...
The other way around.
Say instead of Sim Shalom, say Shalom Rav. So I think we can break it down into many shad. First of all, what happens in chakras? Second of all, will be what happens in Mincha? If you daven Nusach Sad and you usually say Mincha, Sim Shalom, can you do Shalom Rav? What will be, we can clear about Alanisim. You know, but if you don't say Alanisim, you can say at the end. So maybe if you're not managing to fit everything in, skip Alanisim and say at the end. What is if you can't say Sefer Chaim? Maybe skip Sefer Chaim. Now, we can take it further. On in Eretz Yisrael, and the Moran brings us down, Eretz Yisrael, the Minhag is, that in Shabbos Mincha they say Sim Shalom. We'll get there in a second why. But that's the Minhag. So maybe in what happens if the story happens Shabbos Mincha? Because Shabbos Mincha, Be'etzem, in Nosach Ashkenaz, Mincha, we say Shalom Rav. So why can't you skip Sim Shalom if really that is the Nosach? And the same shadow will be in Atanis, where again, we say Sim Shalom instead of Shalom Rav. So you have to break down each one and work out whether one could do that. So in regards to Alanism Sefer Chaim, that's just the easiest. Everyone brings on the Eid, don't skip it. Why not? Because that's what Chazal said on Chanukah, on Purim, and in Tzeres Mitzvah, you say Alanism, you say Sefer Chaim. It's not your job now to start changing things around. You say it, and if you miss Kedusha, then you miss Kedusha. What about... So let's discuss now the Shalom, saying Shalom Rav in Shacharis instead of Sim Shalom. So I heard once from Hagon Rav Tzvi Kopshitz, the Rav of Chinuchei Yeshivas. He said the nusach he heard b'shem Chaz Nishra was lo osim business in Matzilah. He said you don't do business with Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, we're going to make a deal here. If you give me Shalom Rav, I'll give you Kedusha. Right? We'll come over there some mitzvah here, and then he says that's not you. You don't make business deals with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the matzbeah tefillah the chazal were kiveah for shacharis. This is Sim Shalom. So you don't now start with your shtick lechtera and say enough of say Shalom Rav. That was the chaznish, and I think most of the poskim of the last generation went with that mahalach. Of that, when it comes to shacharis, you say Sim Shalom. You don't say Shalom Rav, even if it means that you're going to miss kedusha. Now the shaila is though, what will be. By the way, the Prime Minister writes that even if it's a Kohen who in his private Shemen Esther, it's a bit of a different shayla, in his private Shemen Esther, if he says Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom, he'll be able to get Berachas Kohen. He says he still shouldn't do it, which is a chiddush, because Berachas Kohen is the Raisa. It's also a chiddush, again, it's not your job to start making, you've got to do what you've got to do. And if you're in Shemen Esther. Now, I want to discuss what happens in Tisha B'Av Shacharis, and discuss particularly this case, and then that will reflect on a few other cases. Tisha B'Av Shacharis, we say Sim Shalom. Okay, why shouldn't we say Sim Shalom? Now the question is, why do we ever say Sim Shalom? Why do we ever say Shalom Rav? What's going on? So if you look at I think it's the last Ramah in Chelik Aleph Mishnah Berurah, in Simchum Chav Zayin. Ramah says the reason why we sometimes say Shalom, Sim Shalom, is because we say Berachas Kohanim, and Berachas Kohanim, basically the whole Lashon of Sim Shalom, if you look at it, is basically the Lashon of Berachas Kohanim. It's explained Berachas Kohanim. We have explained Kenneth, we don't have yet explained Berachas Kohanim, but the answer is we do. It's in Sim Shalom. So in Sim Shalom is an explained version of Berachas Kohanim. So whenever we say Berachas Kohanim, we say Sim Shalom. That's why Shacharis, we say Sim Shalom. That's also why on Mincha, on Atanis, we also say Sim Shalom, because there's Berachas Kohanim and on Atanis, Mincha. Those who duchen, of course, they came from Sim. So the Shalom is Tishbav Shacharis. Why are we still saying Sim Shalom? There's no Berachas Kohanim, Tishbav Shacharis. Why do we still say Sim Shalom? And if, for whatever reason, we're saying Sim Shalom, maybe it's not as serious as Sim Shalom, that if you're in a rush and you wanted to skip it to get Kedusha, maybe it'll be a bit easier. So it is a whole sugya, it's a very big sugya, why there's no Berachas Kohanim in Tisha B'Av Shacharis, which is a different discussion. But what comes out is that it's not so pasha that there's no that not to say it. It's a machlek, supposed to be done in a nicer way. The menig is not to. So there is a shtakas to say that maybe taka shacharis on Tisha B'Av, if you are rushing for, if you're not going to catch kedusha, you can say Shalom Rav because it's not so posh that there is Berachas Kohanim, there isn't Berachas Kohanim. On the other hand, but since many hold that there should really be Birchas Kohanim, b'chayra, it's a bit shver to say that you should skip it. And more than that, which I think is the svara I saw brought down a bit in the poskim, is that at the end of the day, the pashtus, the reason why we don't change on Tisha B'Av, Sim Shalom, is because the ma'aseh at the end of the day, Chazal don't want to have shachris, you know, each day of the week, each tikkovah. Shachris is one matbea, Sim Shalom, always. What would be, I saw this from Rav Ron Ganachowski, always had interesting connections. He who had a shayla, why must we daven in Pechidus? Or a lady who davens at home. She always says Shalom Rav and Shachris, because there's no brachas kohenim. So he said about it, there's nothing to talk about. He says that Chazal said Shachris is Sim Shalom, because Shachris is a time there's brachas kohenim. Just because there's one day, it doesn't work out, that's not going to change anything. So, and he says the same thing, I think they say the same thing regarding Tisha B'Av Shachris as well. So therefore, I think what would come out is, it's the way, I'm saying it in very short, there's a lot of arichas about it, but the general idea is that L'chayra Shachris doesn't change. Shachris, Chazal said, is one Matbea, Tfilah, Matbea, Sim Shalom, doesn't change for Davening B'Yechidus, doesn't change when it's Tisha B'Av, whatever the situation is, Shachris is always Sim Shalom, and you don't change the Shalom Rav, when just because to try and, you know, get Kedusha. The Shaila will be, what about on a Tanis Tzibur Mincha? Because Tanis Tzibur Mincha, Be'etzem, really you would say Shalom Rav. So then maybe we could be Mechaluk. If you're in Shul, again, to say that, to change, it's not so clear whether you can do that. If you're davening at home, then it could be some people attack a more Mekel, that's easier. Sorry. But the Mishnah Berurah says, meant to be makdim one thing, Mishnah Berurah says that a yochid who's got a ta'anis, he says always Shalom Rav. People want to say from here, maybe that means that if a person davening b'yechidus on a ta'anis. They say no, that's only in a case where you have your own private ta'anis, the person that says father's yacht ta'anis fasting, then nothing changes, because it's not a day that we say Berachas Kohenim. But if it's a day that we say Berachas Kohenim, even if you have b'yechidus, you don't skip it. The only shayla, which maybe we can discuss, which I actually saw also from Rav Tali Kopschitz in his weekly papers, so he discusses that. One is if it's Shabbos Mincha and Eretz Yisrael. The Shabbos Mincha and Eretz Yisrael is the reason why in Eretz Yisrael, it's truth is, it's a Ramah. The last words of the Ramah, Sim Kuchav Zayin, it says, Yesh Maschilim Sim Shalom B'Mincha Shal Shabbos, Hoyle Ksiv Bey B'Oir Panechem Satelanu, Shehi Atera, Shekurim B'Mincha B'Shabbos. He says, since we read Shabbos Mincha, Kriyas Atera, therefore, we say Sim Shalom, which talks about Torah. So that's definitely Machlekes of Poskim, because we know in Chutz La'aretz, we don't do that. It comes from Magoyes Maimonides, it's something that's discussed. The Ramah goes, that's a Minhag Taka in Eretz Yisrael. So he was very noted to say that if a person was in a situation on Shabbos Mincha in Eretz Yisrael, and the Minhag, in your inner place, that the Minhag is to say Sim Shalom, then maybe he Taka clears to say that you could skip Sim Shalom and switch Shalom Rav, since the Etzem, the Matzbeah, Tfilah of Mincha, is really Shalom Rav. Now, whilst there's a minute from the Ramah, based on the guys of Maimonides, it's not like it's a takana from all the way back. It's one of the Rishonim say, meaning it's the Ramah Paskin say, but at the end of the day, since it's something which is discussed, there's room to say one can be lenient and skip Shalom Rav to get there. So basically, what's coming out is that there isn't really any time when one's supposed to be skipping too much. Again, there is, I looked around all the liquids from, there are those, yeah, people have found some of the Achroinim who say that one can, but the general consensus of most of the Poskim is, there's never really room to skip Shalom Rav, to skip Sim Shalom, and say Shalom Rav instead, to get there. Maybe Shabbos Mincha is easier, maybe on a Tanis Sibur Mincha is a bit easier, but that's the general psak. There's another interesting point, what would you say about trying to finish Shemin Esra quickly to get to say Mekadesh? You know, in Shemin Esra, you're only allowed to say, In Elikai Netzor, you're only allowed to say Kodesh and Baruch. Yimlech Samachlekos, the minhag is, I mean, the Shvur says not to, and the Amen of Akilah Kodesh. What about to say Nekdishach, to say Yimlech? Right, oh, very good. So that's Machlekos of Peskim. And the Machaber himself says that Nekdishach or Nekadesh is the job of the Shleich Tzibur. If you ever done an Yekesh Shul, that's how it goes. The Nekdisha for the Nekadesh is said only by the Chazan, and the Tzibah only starts from Kodesh. So the third, that there's no makom to say, as well as brought down the Poskim. Also, there's no makom to say that one needs to rush for Nekdisha. What about on Shabbos to say Oz, or to say Mim Kaimcha? So that is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah. I never knew this, but recently, Mishnah Berurah says, one second, find the Mara Makom. In Simon Kuf Chof Hei, Mishnah Berurah says over there, in regards to to the Memkoimcha and to Oz, he says, Avashar Nusach Shemisifim Beshabbos. He says, the rest of the Nusach that we add in on Shabbos, Eina Bechal Kedusha. He says, not Bechal Pav Kedusha. The Eina Tzarech Lhazen Achach Chazen. They don't need to listen to the Chazen. He's talking about in a case where you're being Yotze Shemea Koina, so you don't need to listen with. And then he says, V'chein Mutha Lilmoid Oz Alidei Hur. You can even learn, you can think of learning then. He says, it's not, we put it in because it's nice Torah to say, it's obviously the right time to say it. This would be, for example, the Magen Avraham, B'shem Hagos Yesh Neichlin. He says some, that's what he goes with. That's what he goes with. So it's coming out from there that Oz Amim Koimcha, meaning the Gevaldik Tfilis, but Alt Kedusha, they're not Dafka part of Kedusha. And therefore, again, there wouldn't be a reason to say that one needs to speed up to try and get to Oz and Amim Koimcha, because it's not part of Kedusha. He also says about Yimloich is not part of, the Mishnah Berurah says the Pashas Yimloich is not part of Kedusha. So the very what would come out is that there's no need to speed up for Yimloich, not for Oz, not for Amim Koimcha, sure not for Nekadesh, for Nekdishach. And Rav Elazar says you can speed up some for Kedusha, but the Chiri you wouldn't need to. That's one inyan. I want to discuss another Nekudah in regards to Chazaras Hashatz, in regards to things that come into Chazaras Hashatz, which is the sugya of Moedim Derabbanan. Just a small point in Moedim Derabbanan, which is the Chiri, a very stark Ahara. So we know what's the Minhag Olam. Comes to Moedim, Chav says, the Tzibur says Moedim Derabbanan. So, it's a well-known Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah is very, very bothered that the many Bali Tefillah, something not a lot of people don't know, is that you've got to say Moedim loud. Because you need to, why? Why is that? Because you need to have 10 people listening. Now, so I saw Ha'ara, I had this Ha'ara, and I found Rosh Hashanah asked this Ha'ara, and it's very shy for Ha'ara. The Gemara Sefer says that you can't read and listen at the same time. Meaning if you're doing reading, you can't be listening to something else, even if you can hear it, but halachadik, you can't be reading, for example, if during the Megillah, I'm just giving a mashal, during the Megillah, you're listening to the Megillah, same time you're reading, you're putting Makateria, so you're catching up from the morning, you're going to not be Yotze Megillah, or putting Makateria, it's one of them, but you sure can't be doing both. You can't be doing both at the same time, so how is it going to help? Mishnah Berurah says that during Moedim Derabbanan, you need to say Moedim loud, so that everyone can hear, how's it going to help you? So very nice, you're going to have 10 people listening, but we say Moedim Derabbanan now. And the Mishnah Mechaber says that if there isn't 10 people listening, then Korav Lius Berchus V'Levatala. So how are we going to manage? And how are we going to get to Chayitze, Moedim Derabbanan, that it can be Yitze? It's very stark Ha'ara. So Rosh Hashanah says a huge Chiddush. He says that Kavana doesn't mean, Kavana of Shemin Esra, doesn't mean that you need to be listening to every word of the Bracha. He says you need to be tuned in to what's going on in this bracha. So he says, Moedim Derabbanan, you're giving Shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you're, that's Kavanah. He says, that's called Kavanah. So that's the Kavanah that you need for Moedim Derabbanan. It's a huge Kiddush. I don't know, he only says it for Moedim. I was wondering, during Rafa'inu, can I say other Tfilas of Rafa'inu? Can I say Parashat Zaman during Baruch Aleinu? Can you daven for Hamas? Why do you say that?
If you tuned in to the Moedim Derabbanan, why does it have to say it now?
No, it's the Mishnah
Zaman. Oh, it doesn't have to say it now?
No, the Fiyad of Mishnah Zaman, it's the Lech of Mishnah Berurah. Yes, that's what I'm saying, the Mishnah Berurah is very upset that people go quiet. The Fiyad of Mishnah Zaman finishes that problem. To say it quietly, because I'm still doing it myself. It's similar to the idea why we say Aseres B'nei Haman loud ourselves. There's a whole read of, because maybe you say B'nei Shima Achas, which comes to Yisrael, which is a bit of a different shulah. Same idea, so what? Because I want you to do it yourself. We will discuss in a minute why. But that's what Hashem Zaman is saying. He says there in brackets, Elif Hashem, I don't know if Hashem Zaman wrote it, whoever it is, he says that's only Al Tzad, that the Chiyuv Kavanah Shemin Esra means every word. It could be, as long as you hear Chilik of the Bracha, it's enough. So the fact that you hear Al Kulam, could be that's already called enough to be Yetzah. That's what Rav Shimon Zalman says. So Yaakov Fisher and Eretz Yisrael says even bigger chiddush. He says that Chazal didn't make the takana of Tisha Oinin. They need to have 10 people in Esra. They never made it for the Bracha Moedim. They only made it for the rest of Shemin Esra. Bracha Moedim not. He says why? So he says that they wanted even the people who were being Yotzah, the olden days when people were Yotzah through Shemin Esra, through the Chazaras Hashat, they wanted people to do Moedim Derabbanan themselves. So he doesn't explain this, but L'chur, the Pshat is, there's a famous Abudram. The Abudram says, why did Chazal make this idea of Moedim Derabbanan? There's no Al Tzadikim Derabbanan. There's nothing else that we do ourselves. Says Abudram that you can't thank through someone else, right? You can't. There's a famous story on the Gedolei Yisrael, called the Rav Eliashiv, that when after he flew in a surgeon from America, to sit him, and beforehand he asked someone how he wanted the script of how to say thank you in English that he could thank him properly. So they asked him why. He said this Abu Dharam. He says, you can't say, you know, send him a message, thank you for saving my life. It doesn't go like that. You've got to thank yourself. When it comes to Moedim, you've got to do it yourself. So Chazal said, Moedim Rabbanon, every Yochid has got to thank himself. So even in the times when they were being Yotze from the Chazan, came to Moedim, Chazan wasn't being Yotze anymore. Everyone did their own Moedim. Chazal made a version of a Chazar Sashat's Dikka Moedim, that you could be Yotze during Chazar Sashat. But comes out of you that nowadays that we're sort of just continuing the minute, even though we're not being Yotze, the Moedim, according to Rabbi Yaakov Fisher, you're not being Yotze from the Chazan. So after you finish Moedim Rabbanon, you can space out for a few seconds until you get to Sim Sholem and you need to get back in. That's what would come out. And the other Mahalachiz, the Chaznish, Rabbi Yashiv, and others go like that, and the Chanami, the Chayil called Mishnah Berurah, and they hold that the Chaznish should say Moedim until the Eilim Vahid, stop. They haven't said Moedim Rabbanon, and then continue. Because you need to have Tisha Eilim. Comes out quite big chidushim lefi that. But it's an interesting ha'ara, and again, it seems that Mishnah Berurah wasn't so bothered about it. What would be the eitz? Maybe he held. I'm not sure what to say. I don't know. Yeah, Chayra, Mishnah Berurah needs Havana, how he was answering this. One more short ha'ara on the halacha is that there's a so very big chiddush from Chaim Kanievsky. He says that if you finish Shemone Esra late into Shemone Esra, he says, you know, the Ramah brings down that you're supposed to stand during Shemone Esra. So Rav Chaim, it's only to start Shemone Esra with the chazan. If you finished late into Shemone Esra, you can stand. You can sit down. So why? Because you weren't part of the 10 people. Why is the rabbi need to stand? You've got to be part of the people who, the minion. The minion needs to stand. So if you, they manage without you, so he says you don't need to stand. You can sit down. He says you still need to fit into Chazar Sashat because it's a chiv. But Tzibur explains that Ayin Shom, there's a riches why you need to Chazar Sashat, but there's no chiv, you're less. I told Zibur actually once in Mashveh, and he told me that he heard once from Rabbi Zimmerman, he said he wanted to feed this to be Miyashav Minig Olam of learning during Chazar Sashat. I don't know if that's Dina, but maybe if you started late, it's a bit easier. But maybe we can answer if you this. There's an old Ha'orah of Rabbi Yashav. I heard this from Rosh Westheim, and he said it later, he learned from Rabbi Yashav. Rabbi Yashav is very bothered that people sit down, which in Yom Niroim, then there's a lot of standing. So when do people sit down? People try to sit down at times when there's this, when people sit down. So you don't want to sit down when the Aron Kodesh is open. Why? Because the Shartzim brings down from the Pre Begadim that there's an Indian to stand when the Aron Kodesh is open. So then people sit down, Chin Tzadikim, Chin Chazor Sashat. Rabbi Yashav always bothered. The Ramah says you're supposed to stand during Chazor Sashat. Standing when sitting down when the Aron Kodesh is open is a chumrah from the Prima Godin. So, if anything, you need to sit down. So sit down when the Aron Kodesh is open. Sit down from all the pure. Chumrah meaning the Aron Kodesh, sit down, no problem. Meaning, you lose the Prima Godin. But during the main part of the Shats, make sure to stand up. But if you this chiddush from Chaim Kanievsky, it's a bit easier. Because a lot of people on Shmones, on Yom Roim are finishing late. If you that, it might be a bit easier that to sit down during the... That's Shikala Mivtzah to do a long Shmon Esra on Yom Niroim, that you can sit down during the Chazal Sashat. But Kapan, maybe that'll be a bit too miyash of the Minna Go'elam. There's one Ha'ara on the Parasha. Sunday's always a bit difficult. You speak on last week's Parasha, you speak on this week's Parasha. So we'll see if we can connect the two together. The positive of this week's Parasha, Parasha's Ekev, it says Moshe Rabbeinu when he's telling Tal Yisrael, I went up to Shemaim, he says, Arboim Yoim, he says, Lechem Lechalti, Maim Lechasti. He says, always was bothered me. What was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to say? L'chayra m'monof shechit shveh. He went to Shemaim for 40 days. He didn't eat and he didn't drink. So that means he should have died. He should have died. He can't manage 7 days without bread and water. So why did he not die? Elamai what? He obviously turned into some ruchnistik, some sort of malach. So he was plugged into some ruchnistik IV. So say this, the shaitzah. So what was he trying to accomplish? That he managed 40 days. What was he trying to... It looks like from the pasuk, if you're looking at it, very simple. That he was killed, kind of, so look what I did for you. For 40 days I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Okay, so it's like someone saying, he was plugged into IV. For 40 days I didn't put food in my mouth. Okay, so he had IV. I'm asking him, it's not kishmak, and all the rest of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried about losing the kishmak of the eating a good piece of kugel. That wasn't what he was worried about. He was saying that I was making nefesh for you. So what? So he survived, but it was really, really hard for him. He was like 40 days of just managing not to eat, but it's a shvek. It's a difficult. A different ha'ara, hopefully 2 hours will answer each other. In last week's parasha, the pasuk says, "V'achas Hashem kecha, b'chal b'vacha, b'chal nafshcha, b'chal meidecha." B'chal meidecha says Rashi there, two pshatim. So First pshat, chol mincha. Second pshat, chol midrash u'midrash. Have made the moedah. So going back to the first pshat, Rashi says, you love Hashem with all your mind. So going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, didn't care nothing for money. Nothing for money. We know that by Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmas Yosef, Kaiser was busy collecting Kesef Azov, Chazal Siyama, Oyev Kesef Le'isba Kesef, Oyev Mitzvah Le'isba Mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care for money. So how was Moshe Rabbeinu kaim of Chol Melech? Right, but he didn't care for the value. He had it because even if it wasn't worth anything, Shiur Mitzvah, Chazal said he became rich from it, but he didn't care for money. We know he didn't care for money. The same with many tzaddikim. I was listening recently to the Imre Emes, had Reb Moshe Pshavarska's tefillin, and he gave them away once. Now, Imre Emes, many tzaddikim, they didn't care. We know there's so many stories of tzaddikim, they didn't care for money. Money wasn't, they got to a jig, they didn't care for money. So how do we come to Chomedecha? So the Bible must say,
what is important to you?
Oh, so Chalal says, what's important to you? Okay, so some one person is money, another person is covered, another person is whatever it may be. So what was important to Moshe Rabbeinu? What was important to Moshe Rabbeinu was his mitzvahs. Everything that was important to Moshe Rabbeinu was ruchnias, was mitzvahs. The feed that they want to explain, that in last week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave up going into Eretz Yisrael, why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't give in. That was his kiyum of Chomedecha. Because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? To do the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't want you to go in. So he gave up the most valuable thing to him, which was what? Which was doing another mitzvah that he couldn't do. He gave that up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was Moshe Rabbeinu Chol Moedecha. Maybe, lefi that pshat, we can explain this as well. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't worried about not eating bread and water. He was worried that as long as he's in this world, then he can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's in this world, he's part of Kav Yachol us, and as long as we're in this world, we can do mitzvahs. Lechem, you can make a bracha beforehand. You're making a bracha mazon afterwards. Also, this is part of chalzus lot of erachta. You make a mitzvahs. Every moment you're alive, you make a mitzvah. Every moment. Moshe Rabbeinu said, for 40 days, I gave myself up and I turned into a malach. Why? For you. Poshut, I became a malach and I didn't eat and I didn't drink. Nothing to do with eating and drinking. I turned into a malach and gave away all the 40 days of opportunities of avodas Hashem, of eating and drinking. Eating and drinking, we say, is more of a moshul. The Mepharshim also discuss why he said eating and drinking. But if we look at it, that eating and drinking was more, you know, kill of a moshul, of I gave up the basic of being a human being and being able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Kal Yisrael, that I gave that up for you, I gave that up to, because he knew that his job as a leader, his job as the one, as the Nosein HaTorah, was to go now and get the Torah of the Chashnias. So he gave that up, he did it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, did it for Kal Yisrael. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesiras Nefesh, For Kal Yisrael, made lefi that the chiruk miyashiv what he was saying 40 days I didn't eat, not that he was saying that, you know, it was too hard for him, or that he came into a malach, but the fact that I came into a malach, that was the mysterious nevesh, that was the musa that he was given to Kal Yisrael, the musa that he was given to them, that he was most nevesh in that way for them. Shkoyach.
No, nephew, that's a soft set.